Yuma, Perk Bays, Mishnah Bays. Maisa Shayushneim Shavim Virotzen Voilim Rekevish. There's a Maisa, the two people were running neck and neck, side to side, running up this ramp. V'dachaf Echad Mehen Eschaveru. V'nofal V'nishbaro Ragloi. And then one guy pushed his friend, and his friend fell, and he broke his leg. V'kevin Shro Beistin Shabonli De Sakana. And when Beistin saw that this was bringing about Sakana, Hiskinu Shaloyu Tarmin Esamazbech El Bapayas. They then made a takana that Truma Sadeshin would also have a pious. As people say, with friends like these, we need to make lotteries. So it was not only when you had two people that finished at the same time that they would have a pious for Truma Sadeshin, but rather the takana now would be that no matter what, Truma Sadeshin would also have a pious. Tesis Yantav explains in the first Mishnah that all the other avodas that the Kohanim used to do, they all had a pious, but Truma Sadeshin, the Chacham didn't feel that it was necessary to have a pious because it's very early in the morning. And there wasn't so much competition to do avodas so early. And people would fall asleep, it would be harder for them to get up. Reb Kiveger brings, based on the Gemara and Taisus, that the other avodas that they had, some of them required one to stay up all night, possibly. Like when they put the Avarim on the Mizbech itself, one had to actually stay there until it was completely consumed by the Mizbech. Because if it came off the Mizbech, they had to put it right back onto the Maracha, so that therefore they had to stay up all night. And the difference is, with those, is that it's much easier once one is up to continuously stay up. Masha'in Kane, the Chumas Hadesh, and they never needed a pious, or so they felt, because to get up that early, that's harder to do. So they didn't feel they needed a lottery, but now that there was a sakana, they made a lottery for this too. Mishnah continues, Arba Payasas Hayusham. So there were four lotteries. Vizeha Payas Harishan. And this was the first one. So they really had four times, the Rav explains, that everybody gathered together, the Kohanim gathered together to make this lottery. And the reason they didn't just do it once is because it was a kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that everybody's getting together and that there was a commotion going on four times within the Azara. Because it's a cover of the Melech, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, "Bebeis Elokim Na'alech Birogesh." And this, the Chumas Hadeshen, was the first one. It had its own pious. And Rikiveger brings, based on different Rishonim, actually based on the Gemara, that there are other things that this person did, which was being Mesadr the Maruch with the two pieces of wood. And the Rambam holds, he even was Machnis, the Machta that was filled with Eish, the pan from the Mizbech HaChitzent and the Mizbech HaZav, be Machter Keteris. So it's different dais, but this was the pious Rishon.